This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, we're going to talk about going down memory lane. Memories are part of us. And as they say, it lights the corners of our minds. Everyone has memories. Some are painful, and some are pleasant. And very often, we recall these memories. And the difference between a believer and a non-believer when it comes to memories, sometimes painful memories can be cause of hardship, depression, a lot of sadness, and mental illnesses to non-Muslims. It can cause such impact upon Muslims, but it is always way, way lighter as Muslims anticipate the reward from Allah, and they are tolerant whenever they recall it. They see Allah's blessings upon them when they remember such painful memories. And often, Allah Himself reminds us of such painful memories so that we can see His favors and blessings upon us today compared to yesterday. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, "And remember, when you were few and oppressed in the land, fearing the people might abduct you, but He, the Almighty, sheltered you, supported you with His victory, and provided you with good things that you might be grateful." Whenever there is a moment of going downhill, few days, weeks, months, maybe years later, when you recover and be in a better place, you look back, reflect and ponder upon these old days, and be praising Allah Azza wa Jal and thankful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sit with his companions after Fajr while he's remembering Allah and they are recalling the days of pre-Islamic era and the things that they used to do, and they laugh of how weird and, if we were to say, stupid, illogical things they used to do because they were not Muslims. So they used to laugh about these silly things they used to do in the past, and the Prophet used to smile with them, alayhi salatu wassalam. Not only that, sometimes the Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam, may sit with his companions and tell them about his past, which is not that frequent, but he would recall a few of these memorable events. Once he said to his companions, every prophet had shepherd sheep. So they said, "What about you?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "I as well. I worked for the family of so-and-so and shepherded their sheep for a number of gold coins or so." So he was paid for that when he was young, alayhi salatu wasalam, before he got married. Among the things he recalls, alayhi salatu wasalam, and shares this memory with his companions for a purpose, he says to them, "I had witnessed in the house of Abdullah ibn Jad'an a treaty or a covenant called Hilful Fudul. And I would not want the world in exchange for witnessing such a treaty. And if I were to be called to a similar treaty in Islam, I would have answered. And this shows you that there is nothing wrong in collaborating with the non-Muslims over virtue and righteousness. If there is a charity organization that gives relief to the poor and needy and those who were struck by calamities, earthquakes, floods, etc., there's no problem in working with them and helping the poor, even if the donations are from non-Muslims and given to non-Muslims, because this is a humanitarian act. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if I were to be called to a similar treaty in Islam, though it is not part of the Sharia, I would have answered it. And this treaty was a call by Abdullah ibn Jad'an and Zubair ibn Abdul Muttalib. When it was known by the tribes around Mecca and the people of Mecca that a lot of injustice was done. So Quraysh used to do a lot of injustice to others in the Haram area, in the sanctuary. And this was unheard of. So they had to take a stand. And they signed this treaty that whomever is being oppressed or treated unjustly, the whole of Quraysh, according to this treaty, would stand in the face of the oppressor and avenge the victims. Among his memories that people usually did not know of, that the Prophet ﷺ, before becoming a messenger, noticed something that was really odd and strange. He says that, I know of a rock in Mecca. Whenever I passed by it, it used to read me salam. It used to say, Assalamu alaikum, before I was revealed to by Allah Azza wa Jal. And I know this rock's location till date. I know where it is in Mecca. So this is a memory, though vivid, yet profound, because it prepared the Prophet alayhi salam for something that was much bigger, and that he were to be revealed to by the angel with the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet ﷺ, even when he was secured in Medina, even when he was safe among his people, he remembered the old days. He remembered the trials of Allah Azza wa Jal, the calamities, the hardship. He says, I was intimidated in the sight of Allah when no one else was intimidated. And I was harmed and abused physically when no one was harmed or abused. And I remember 30 days and 30 nights. Bilal and I had nothing to eat that was suitable for a living creature, except something that Bilal could hide underneath his arm so that they would not take it from him. 30 days and nights, a whole month, and the Prophet had nothing, he had barely anything to consume for himself and for Bilal as well. Such hardship engraves the goodness people do to you at times of hardship. You never forget this. And the Prophet ﷺ remembered the good things that were offered and done to him, even by the disbelievers. After the battle of Badr, in the second year of Hijrah, there were prisoners of war. And while they were in captivity, the Prophet ﷺ remembered. And he said, if Al-Mut'im ibn Adi were alive and he interceded for these stinking prisoners, I would have set them free for his sake. Because Al-Mut'im, when the Prophet ﷺ came down from Taif after they had rejected him and stoned him until his feet were bleeding, when he went to Mecca, he was afraid that if he enters Mecca again, the idol worshippers of Mecca would kill him. So he needed someone to give him protection. Al-Mut'im ibn Adi offered this protection and went to the Masjid of Al-Haram and announced it to the whole tribes of Quraysh that Muhammad is in my custody and under my protection. And whoever lays a hand on him, then he has to answer to me. And nobody ever said or did anything to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam recall his favor even after his death. And the Prophet indeed remembered the favors of the Muslims as well. He said alayhi salatu wasalam, no one had ever done me a favor except I would have repaid him in full or more. Anyone except Abu Bakr. He had done so much to me, I could not repay him. Allah the Almighty will repay him. And there is no wealth that had benefited me more than the wealth of Abu Bakr. Also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his companions and loved his relatives from his companions. One of the most beloved people to his heart was Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. May Allah be pleased with him. And Hamza was the Prophet's paternal uncle. And at the same time, he was his brother through suckling. Abu Salama, Hamza, and the Prophet ﷺ, they were all brothers from suckling. They had the same wet nurse. And we all know that Hamza was martyred and killed in the battle of Uhud. And the one who killed him was Wahshi ibn Harb, who was a slave to Hind bint Utbah. And she ordered him to assassinate and kill Hamza if he can, because Hamza, Ali, and a third companion from Bani Abdul Muttalib managed to kill her father, her uncle, and her brother. So she was outraged and wanted vengeance. So she told him, if you kill Hamza, you're set free. So he ambushed him and he threw a spear at him without him noticing him. He could not face him in battle. Nobody could face Hamza in battle because he was a fierce warrior. And the Prophet described him to be the lion of Allah. So he managed to kill him. And years passed by, and Hamza and Wahshi was free, roaming the earth, but he didn't feel good. And Allah threw Islam in his heart. So he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and gave him the pledge of allegiance and accepted Islam. Then he asked the Prophet if he has safety and no one would attack him. So the Prophet said, yes, you're a Muslim, you're safe. So then he revealed his face and told him that I am Wahshi. And the Prophet immediately recognized that he's the killer of his uncle. So he asked him, how did you kill my uncle? And when he described to the Prophet ﷺ the process, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him, for forgiveness, etc. But because of the memory of his dear uncle to his heart, the Prophet said to him, I have a request. If you can, don't show me your face again. Because whenever I see your face, I'll remember my uncle Hamza and what you had done to him, and I don't feel good about it. This is what some painful memories do to you. The Prophet ﷺ also remembered the good memories. Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, the love of his life, the mother of the believers. Aisha says, I never felt jealous of any of the Prophet's other wives except from Khadija. Though I've never met her and I've never seen her, I was very jealous of her because the Prophet so often mentioned her name. Khadija did this, Khadija did that, Khadija used to like this. And whenever he slaughtered or sacrificed a ram, he would order, give portion of this to this woman and that woman and this woman. They were friends of Khadija. The Prophet never forgot, alayhi salatu wasalam, the sweet memory of Khadija and how his life was perfect with her. May Allah be pleased with her. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam also had sad memories that would sort of haunt him every now and then. He always remembered his mom. His mother died when he was 6 years of age, so he barely remembers things about her. Yet, the love of the mother in the heart is something that cannot be forgotten. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam once visited her grave, and he wept a lot, and he made everyone around him weep as well. And he said, I requested Allah Azza wa Jal to seek forgiveness from my mother, and Allah denied me. And I requested him to visit her grave, and Allah granted me this request. How many times do we recall and remember our parents if they were dead? How many times do we remember them when they're alive? By serving them, by trying to be dutiful, obedient and respectful, by trying to make them laugh and be happy and enjoy the few remaining days of their lives. And finally, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had beautiful memory of his companions whom he loved and shared their pains with them. Yet they were martyred or died before him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Uqbah ibn Amir, may Allah be pleased with him, says, once went and prayed for the martyrs of Uhud and those who were buried in Al-Baqir. And that was like a farewell, bidding the living and the dead, as if the Prophet was bidding us farewell as the living, and he was also bidding the dead that was at the last days of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.